Today, I want to talk about something that goes beyond just learning pronunciation. Finding your own voice. What do I mean by that? Finding your own voice means discovering and expressing your authentic self, your thoughts, feelings, and opinions with confidence and ease. It's not about copying someone else's speech or aiming for perfect pronunciation. It's about speaking in a way that feels true to you, comfortable, natural, and clear. And here's the surprising part. The key to finding your voice often lies in how you say things, not just what you say. In my work as an accent coach, I've found that when clients start paying attention to the subtle rhythms and patterns of speech, things like stress, flow, and the hidden schwa, everything else starts to fall into place. They don't just sound better, they feel better when they speak. And that changes everything. I'd like to tell you my story and how I found my voice. When I moved to the US as a teenager, I didn't feel like I had a voice at all. I struggled to understand English, and even when I learned the words, something still felt off. So I was afraid to say anything. I did my best to try to blend in by imitating how others are speaking to sound correct, but I wasn't feeling connected to my own speech. I always felt unsure, and I was afraid to express my own opinion. But everything changed when I began to notice the patterns beneath the words, the rhythm, the stress, and those subtle sounds like the schwa that native speakers use without even thinking. When I started focusing more on the speech patterns instead of the words I used, I felt something click. I didn't just start understanding others more easily, I started feeling like myself when I spoke. And the best part? All the little imperfections in my pronunciation began to fix themselves, almost effortlessly. That experience formed the foundation of my accent coaching service that goes beyond typical pronunciation practice. My approach focuses on those often overlooked details, like rhythm, stress, and the natural flow of speech that make English feel easy and pleasant to listen to. Why rhythm unlocks authenticity. What do I mean by that? Authenticity means being your true self when you speak. It's about expressing your real thoughts, feelings, and personality, not trying to sound perfect or try to be someone else. When your speech reflects who you are, it feels natural and comfortable. And people can sense that honesty when they listen to you. Rhythm plays a huge role in that. It's not just about timing, it's how we convey emotions and personality. The way your voice rises and falls, the pauses you take, and the stress you place on certain words all reflect how you feel. When my clients begin working on speech rhythm, something remarkable happens. They stop overthinking every sound. The speech starts to flow, and instead of feeling awkward or self-conscious, they feel grounded, like their voice finally fits. One of my clients said this, and I quote, "When the vowels, stress, and rhythm all matched, I felt something I can't quite describe. Like English just became easier to speak and everything else started to flow natural." And that's the transformation I want for you. The key to finding your voice. If you're on a journey to improve your English pronunciation, or if you just want to feel more comfortable expressing yourself, here are four key areas to focus on. Number one, authenticity. Be true to your own thoughts and feelings. Your voice is most powerful when it reflects who you are. Number two, self-awareness. Pay attention to how your speech feels. When it feels natural, it becomes easier to express yourself clearly. Number three, courage. Speaking up takes bravery, especially in a second language. Allow yourself to be heard, even if it's not perfect. Number four, confidence. Trust your ability to communicate. When your speech flows naturally, your confidence grows. Here's a simple way to begin finding your voice. Next time you practice English, focus on the rhythm instead of individual words. Listen closely to how native speakers stress important words and soften others. For example, in the phrase, "I'm gonna go to the store," the important words "go" and "store" are stressed, while the rest flows softly and quickly. I'm gonna go to the store. I'm gonna go to the store. Da 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 da. Something like that. When you practice these patterns, you'll not only sound more natural, you start feeling more comfortable and connected to your own voice. Finding your voice is about more than pronunciation. It's about expressing who you are with confidence and ease. By focusing on subtle patterns like rhythm and stress, you unlock a way of speaking that is both authentic and effective. When your voice feels right, your message becomes stronger and more memorable. If you're ready to explore these patterns and find your voice, check out my coaching programs. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and remember, your voice matters. Until next time, keep practicing, stay curious, and most of all, let your voice be heard.